The following speech was made by the President at Shoshone, Idaho, May the 10th, 1950.
I present the President.
I got up rather early this morning. Had a meeting at Pocatello at 6 o'clock. And I never expected to see that many people out at that time of day. And here it is, 8 o'clock in this great city. And more than ever am I surprised, and agreeably surprised. And this will surprise some of my reporter friends, too, who are along with us. I'm glad to be in Shoshone, in this rich farming section of the Snake River Valley. I want to talk to you this morning about one of Idaho's great crops, potatoes. I was up in Maine in the middle of the war, all about 1943, inspecting an air base at Presque Isle. And they were telling me about a boy from Idaho, a private in the Army up there, the Air Force it was, that had been sent to the guardhouse because he refused to see a main potato. Of course, I didn't blame him much. Idaho has good reason to be proud of its potatoes. Your growers have done a fine job of growing high-quality potatoes and marketing them, having a market for them in an efficient manner. The potato growers of Idaho and other states have been attacked a lot in recent months. There's been so much discussion all over the country about the potato situation and so much false information about it that I want to give you the facts. First of all, it's certainly not right to make the potato growers whipping boys for the costly potato surplus, when basically the trouble is due to the law which was passed back in 1947 and 1948. They provided potatoes with a mandatory potato price, but they gave no effective production and marketing control. Instead, Congress said, try price support without control. Give them a trial run. Well, that's exactly what we've done for 2 years, and you know the results. I tried to get that changed just a short time ago. Didn't succeed in getting it done. It's just as we warned against. The government has been required by law to buy millions of bushels of potatoes in order to maintain prices. And most of the potatoes bought by the government had to be disposed of for uneconomical uses, wasting millions of dollars. That sort of program not in the farmer's interest. It's not in the nation's interest. It can lead to public repudiation of the whole farm price support program. That's why the Secretary of Agriculture has pleaded with Congress to change the price support laws on potatoes so that we can control production and marketing more adequately and thus avoid these big surpluses. Most of that surplus always has to be destroyed. You can't safely drive a wagon or a car without a brake. The Congress has recently passed a law providing that support prices shall not be in effect for potatoes after this year's crop unless marketing quotas are also in effect. But marketing quotas for potatoes are not permitted under the present law. This is obviously only a partial solution. I've been urging the Congress to authorize both marketing quotas and direct production payments in order to support potato prices without accumulating wasteful surpluses. This would bring a fair return to the farmer and at the same time benefit the consumer and the taxpayer. I hope you people of Idaho will rise up and demand that such action be taken by Congress. It is certainly in your interest to do so. You see, the situation as it develops is such that they can make a great big bugaboo out of potatoes. They're doing it with the idea of discrediting the whole farm program of the administration. Now, it's to your interest to see that we get the farm program which we're trying to get and which will work not only in your interest, it'll work in the interest of everybody in the United States all the farmers everywhere. Not only the potato growers, but the wheat growers and the cotton growers and tobacco growers and everybody else. I've been fighting for that ever since January 1st, 1949. If you read my message on the State of the Union in January 1949, you'll see there that I advocated a program that would have prevented all this talk about potatoes. I've been telling your interest. I came out here to tell you what the facts are. Nobody else will tell you what the facts are because those people who control the methods of communication want to see the farm program ruined and put out of business. I'm out here to tell you what the facts are. You'll use your head and your judgment and work in your own interest. We'll get this thing settled in such a way that the farm program will continue as it ought to. It's a pleasure to me to be here with you this morning in this beautiful city. And I hope that you inform yourselves completely on just exactly what we're trying to do for a farm program that will work. When you know what the facts are, you can't help but go along with what I'm advocating. And I want you to know the facts. And that's the reason I'm here. I came out here to tell the people just exactly what I stand for and why. I'm not running for anything. I may come back a little later and try to influence you on what's your best interest, but I'll try to tell you the facts. And I've found in my long political experience, it's been over 30 years, that when you know the facts, honest men have no trouble in agreeing on what the results should be. Thank you all very much for this pleasure. President Truman. Where's Margaret?